We have spent millions of dollars over the last 2 or 3 or 4 years on some of these technologies. We're trying to use this as an opportunity to get people, investors, system integrators, industry companies interested in the technologies and let them take what we consider to be fairly mature technologies and take the next step and try to help in the commercialization and get the technologies out and available to the global public.
DHS has, and I think even your organization has, a commercialization office. How is this different from what that office does? Is it just a broader reach?
Yeah, and it's specific to cybersecurity. So our commercialization office within S&T has the responsibility across all of the S&T portfolios. From a cybersecurity perspective, you know, this is only cybersecurity technologies, and it's pretty focused to the people that will be attending. We expect those to be companies that are in the IT security space, and so it's a little bit narrower focus than what our commercialization office would do.
Okay, and then let's talk a little bit about some of those technologies being featured. There's a lot of them, so go through some of the ones that maybe you're most excited about.
I think some of our most interesting ones, I think the first one is forensics. We have a small business out of the Chicago area that's been doing a lot of mobile forensics work for our law enforcement community. They'll be doing some, not only a presentation, but some demonstrations of some of this technology. And it has broader applicability than just law enforcement, but I think it's one of these up-and-coming companies that has grown from a small business to 50 employees over the last couple of years under our funding. We've also got a project that's going to talk about the joint work between us and the Department of Energy, looking at next-generation solutions for securing the power grid. So that's another key area, I think, for our future, is to make sure we're building and designing solutions for the next generation. We've also been highlighting some of our competitions that we've been doing with high schools and colleges, an opportunity to hear about the progress we're making there. And we are also talking about our test bed. It's being used not only by researchers globally, but by universities as a teaching tool to teach students about networking and security. So that's making some great strides. We have some technology from the software world, looking at new tools for software analysis. As you're aware, many of the vulnerabilities lately have been software bugs, and so we're highlighting one of our best tools there. We're also looking at the issue of mobile authentication with government, what are called PIV cards, the personally identifiable verification cards. And so that's another area where we're trying to bring in some of our technology to have immediate impact into the government and even the private sector community, as the private sector does interoperable solutions to the government PIV card. That's a few of them, but the showcase day will include a expo and poster session. So there will be 11 speakers during the showcase, but the expo and exhibition session will have over 60 technologies demonstrated over a two-hour period where people can walk through and see kind of anything they want to. So we're really excited about the day and think it's going to be a great opportunity to build partnerships for the future.
How is the speaker presentation going to work? Are they going to get up on stage and just demonstrate their technology, or is it going to be more interactive? Give me a sense.
A little bit of both. So each speaker's got about 20 minutes to give a presentation of, what their idea was, what they've done, what impact it has the potential to have, what their commercialization strategy is. A couple of those speakers will be doing live demonstrations as part of that presentation, but then all of those speakers will be included in the Tech Expo session in the afternoon, so people will have a much longer period of time to talk to those 11 as well as the other 50 that will be included in the Tech Expo.
And how'd you choose which 11 got to be presented? Because I'm sure if you had 60 people, all of them would like to be that among the 11.
I let my program managers decide and which of their technologies they thought was most mature, has the most opportunity for commercialization potential given an expected audience of system integrators, industry, international partners, et cetera.
You mentioned earlier on in our conversation that this was maybe the first time you're opening the showcase up more broadly. What made you guys decide to do that? And talk a little bit about how does this compare to maybe some of the other events you've done in the past?
What we've done in the past have been largely a large program review. So the only people kind of in the room have been mostly government and the performers, whether they're an academic or a small business or a large business or a national lab. And so it's never really been kind of public and out and invited to kind of anybody to come and see. And, you know, because we have been funding a lot of efforts over the last 3 or 4 years, because we've opened it up a lot more to the international community, we felt like we should do this open and available. And the government is often beaten up for not being open and sharing the results with people. So we felt like this is an opportunity for us to do that.
Was there any concern about opening this technology up to the bad guys too? Or are you able to kind of control who comes and who goes?
Well, I think there's two answers there. One is, you know, we are vetting all of the attendees, make sure they seem like they're from reputable organizations, et cetera. But, you know, the other thing too is we're not going to be getting down at the level of detail that might be necessary, you know, for a bad guy to figure out how to reverse engineer a technology. There would have to be a lot more conversations and a lot more details. I mean, we're expecting with a 20-minute presentation, these technologies are not going to get into the level of detail that's going to allow an attacker or a bad guy to really have an idea as to how to reverse engineer it.